The Holy Gospel, according to John, starting at the first chapter. Glory to you, Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What came into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for the ones who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Yes. Yes. Lori's leading the word for children this week. They'll hear the gospel again and read The Dreamer by Cynthia Ryland. I am not the Messiah. I am not Elijah. I am not the prophet. John was none of these things, and neither am I. And like John, and like the Pharisees asked John, you could ask me, "Well, what are you doing here then? What are you doing here standing in a white alb talking? And why are you guys listening to me?" That's what I want to know. I am not the Messiah. I am not Elijah. I am not a prophet. And I'm definitely not the light. Especially not in the morning. I hate mornings. I hate morning people. Yeah, their light is just a little too bright for me. It takes me about 3 hours from the time I wake up to really join the land of the living. My mom is a witness to this. Bless her, the only time I have heard her use a swear word was to very thoughtfully describe me in the morning. That's right, my own mother said, you know, Kate, in the mornings you're really, well, it rhymes with witch. Yeah. So, three rules when you're working with me in the morning. One, don't interrupt my routine. Two, don't talk to me. And three, let me go at my own pace. Anyone who's ever tried to carpool with me will know this. Don't talk to me. No polite conversation with the carpool buddies. And don't change the routine by stopping at Starbucks. No. Starbucks is not part of the routine. As much as I'm not a morning person, I'm not a morning coffee drinker either. So, yeah. So I hate morning people because they usually break those rules. There was one guy at my home congregation. Here, the service starts at 10 o'clock, and I swear he must have been there at about 8:30 every week, because at 9 o'clock, when I would arrive to rehearse with the music team, there he would be, standing at the door, coffee in hand, smiling, waving, holding the door open, greeting us as we came in to rehearse. He broke all three rules. You see, he would stand at the wrong door. He would stand at the side door, which, granted, is closer to the parking lot than the main door. But my routine was to go in through the main door. So, no, you cannot open the side door for me. And then, when I approach him to go in the wrong door, he says to me, "Good morning, Kate. Are you awake yet?" Two more rules broken. Talk to me, and implied that I was not awake enough yet. You did not let me wake up at my own pace. So I huffed at him and scowled and gave him the evil eye and went in. Every week he'd do this, and after a while I decided I'd skip the conversation and walk around him to the main doors and open them myself. But I'd still scowl at him and give him the evil eye. By the time service started, 10 o'clock, I'd be a little more awake, and I'd look over at him from the music team, him sitting with his wife, and feel really bad for how grouchy I was. What a dark rain cloud I was on his parade. But week after week this happened, and time passed. He eventually stopped holding the door for me, which was kind of a relief, but I still felt bad. So time passed, and I started thinking about going to seminary, but I could still feel his cheerful gaze on my back, making me feel guilty for being such a grouch in the morning. So I decided to call him up and apologize for being such a grouch. So I called him up, and the conversation went something like this. "Hi, this is Kate from church. Do you remember how you used to hold the door open for people Sunday morning and greet them and be all sunny? And do you remember how I would scowl at you and give you the evil eye and a hump as I walked by, or how I would walk around you to the other door? Well, I'm sorry, I'm calling to apologize. I'm not a morning person, but that's no excuse." He didn't remember me at all. Which was kind of disappointing, waste of a phone call. But it got me but it wasn't a waste of a phone call, because I realized that as dark and long as I thought my shadow was, the light kept shining for him. The light he saw every morning kept shining. The light was stronger than my darkness. So I started thinking about that and wondered, what if instead of worrying about my darkness, I paid more attention to the light shining all around me? What if I came to church in the morning and instead of trying to be a morning person, just sipped my morning tea, not coffee, and let the greeters and the other people on the music team let their light shine around me and warm me up to the day? What if I paid attention to the light that was in the music we sang and the light that was proclaimed in the word? I realized that I don't have to be the light. I don't have to be a morning person. I don't have to be an extrovert. I don't have to be anything other than Kate. And when I do that, and when I just pay attention to the light that's shining around me, I become a witness to the light. And that light has made me a child of light. Like my home church, there's lots of light shining in here. There are witnesses here. Of course, we've got great leaders, fantastic pastors, amazing music that all witness to the light. The choir witnesses to the light in the music and the song. All the people here, from the youngest child, kind of disappointing there's no one wandering around up front today, to the oldest member, witness to the light for me. I can see the light of God shining in you. I also see the witness to the light in these Bibles over here. The Spark Bible, the Message, the Action Bible, the Illuminated Bible. All witness to the light. The font there witnesses to the light that has made us children of light. And all the lights up here, the wall of light points to the light of Christ. This whole congregation is a witness to the light for all people. The light excludes no one, and it shines for everyone in it and everyone outside of it. For everyone in Southwood, for everyone in Calgary, the light shines. John was not the Messiah. He was not Elijah. He was not a prophet. He was not the light, but he was a witness to the light, one calling out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." And this building, these walls are not the light. And the light on the walls is not the light. But the light shines inside these walls. The light points to the light of Christ. The music shines and points to the light. These Bibles, all of them witness to the light. And though they are not the light of Christ shines through them. This one's especially shiny. Almost got distracted this morning. It is not the light, but it points to the light. And you are not the light. You are not the Messiah. You are not Elijah. You are not the prophet. But you are made children of light by the light. You are witnesses to the light. You shine in the darkness with the light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Thanks be to God.